This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
New college grads, what would you do for $200,000 after just 2 years? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. If you need more evidence of the worker shortage, we're leading with news from Walmart, the largest private employer in the country. It's launching a new program to find more store managers, and it's enticing college grads with pay that could rapidly hit six figures. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with details.
David, Walmart is emphasizing that store managers play an important role overseeing a multi-million dollar enterprise, which is what each Walmart store is, after all. And there are some 3,500 of these big box super centers around the country, so it needs a lot of managers. The company says it's piloting a new program this summer for recent college grads and students who are about to graduate. And the idea is to provide them with training specific to Walmart's business. And then top performers get into a pipeline to eventually become store managers, hopefully within 2 years. And Walmart says its store managers average, that's average, about $210,000 a year.
I remember we were just talking about Walmart trying to attract long-haul truck drivers with some starting salaries in the six figures.
That's right. And that was way back in early April. Walmart pushed up wages for long-haul truckers to between $95,000 and $110,000. So this is part of a pattern. And we know the context here, right? There's a severe labor shortage. We hit a new record for job openings last month. The retail sector has the most unfilled jobs right now. We also have a new record for people quitting their jobs because wages are going up and there's more competition for workers. And economists expect this pattern to continue for a while, David.
All right. Nova Safo, thank you. Let's do the numbers. Dow futures are down about a tenth of a percent, 34 points. The S&P futures down 0.3%. NASDAQ futures down 0.5%. Crude oil is down slightly, $110 a barrel. Now to a story about if now's the time for energy, with energy prices surging, to keep pushing China on solar panels. The Department of Commerce is investigating whether Chinese panels are being laundered through Southeast Asia to avoid U.S. tariffs. A trade group say the probe is causing backlogs for solar installations in the U.S. Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
The Department of Commerce launched the investigation in April because of a complaint from Oxen Solar, a California solar panel manufacturer. Mamoun Rashid is CEO.
The case is existential for us. Cheap panels coming from Southeast Asia just doesn't allow us to compete.
Rashid thinks his competitors in Vietnam and neighboring countries are basically Chinese subsidiaries using Chinese inputs. If that's the case, those panels should be hit with a tax that dates to the Obama administration. After 2012, Chinese solar exports dropped considerably, while exports from Southeast Asia soared.
It's very interesting how quickly the Southeast Asian countries scaled up production in such short order.
Trade groups representing some of the solar market's major players say the allegation is baseless. But just the prospect of retroactive tariffs on imported solar panels is creating unprecedented uncertainty. Greg Whetstone heads the American Council on Renewable Energy.
It makes it impossible for investors to step up and finance new solar projects, for developers to build those projects. And the supply of solar components is rapidly dried up.
The retroactive duties can end up adding up to 250% to the price of each solar panel, though that estimate is on the higher side. Whetstone says the U.S. should be bulking up domestic solar manufacturing, especially in light of supply chain issues laid bare by the pandemic.
But the way to do it isn't to blow up the existing economy.
Mary Lovely at the Peterson Institute for International Economics says the investigation has highlighted an uncomfortable trade-off.
Yes, I think we have seen that there is a tension between the Biden administration's environmental goals and its goals with regard to moving supply chains out of China.
The Department of Commerce will announce its preliminary findings by August 30th. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
McDonald's in Russia, that symbol of Western culture as the Iron Curtain fell, is reportedly going to sell off its Russian businesses, given sanctions that followed Russia's war on Ukraine. This according to multiple published reports just now.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
The Memorial Day sales have started, but this year with inflation added. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at what that means for brands and how it might affect deals.
After what's usually a sleepy winter of sales, Memorial Day is the retail industry's spring awakening. Sonia Lipinski is a managing director at Alex Partners.
Spring is the time when we've got to get the consumer back in the store, get some excitement going, and we do that with some big blockbuster sales.
Especially for electronics and furniture. And Lipinski says retailers will use this sales season as a barometer to understand how consumers are feeling about inflation. That's top of mind for stores, too. Between that and supply chain problems, Lipinski says the sales outlook this year,
it's definitely going to be a mixed bag.
Retailers might stick to a couple big doorbuster-type deals to lure in customers. And Diana Smith, a retail analyst at Mintel, says they might lighten up on store-wide sales.
You know, can they look outside of that towards non-monetary forms of value?
Like free or upgraded shipping or buy now, pay later promotions. Because she says those things can go far with customers when competition for their wallets is tough. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Spirit Airlines and Frontier want to merge, and then JetBlue came along with $3.6 billion to spoil things by offering to buy Spirit instead. And Spirit said, go away, not interested. Well, the news this morning is that JetBlue is coming back with an offer to try to appeal to Spirit stockholders directly, going around Spirit and Frontier management. That's what you call a hostile takeover attempt. Any version of this merger has consumer advocates worried about fewer airlines, driving up ticket prices. 10-year Treasury yield, it's down a bit, actually, 2.92% at the moment. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.